You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back. You're on Hampshire Now. 1 9, 1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate joining us for the program this hour. The show brought to you by New England College and NEC.edu. And this segment of the show presented by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. That's who my family trusts for all our plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. For more information, go to ParadigmPH.com. Experience the paradigm shift. Well, yesterday, my Little League team from Concord Northeast had a very special opportunity to talk to one of the top prospects in the Blue Jays organization, New Hampshire Fisher Cats pitcher Connor Green. All the boys ages 7 to 9 are learning about baseball and have just begun pitching this year, so it was a great opportunity for them to ask him some questions and learn about what it takes to be a pro and the importance of being a good student and teammate as well as a ball player. It's time for our Tips of the Pros segment as we're down in Manchester with the Fisher Cats, and Connor Green is one of the top prospects in the Blue Jays organization. I'm joined by my Little League team from Concord Northeast. They are all from 7 to 9 years old and just begun pitching, so they're really excited to talk to one of the top prospects in the Blue Jays organization, a great starting pitcher who topped out at 103 miles an hour, the fastball, earlier this year. So, Connor, we'll start first by talking a little bit about what you remember of baseball when you were their age, when you were first starting pitching, and some of the things that you remember and what kind of set you on the path where you are right now as a top prospect.
What I remember from pitching my first time is always hitting my friends on accident. I'd always end up hitting somebody I really liked, and I felt all bad, and they cried and stuff, and you know, that's part of the game, so you don't want to feel bad, and you don't have to, because it's just part of the game. Have any of you guys ever hit anybody yet since you've been pitching? Yeah. It's going to happen, so don't worry about it, and just try and have as much fun on the mound as you can, because this is the best time to play baseball. It's the funnest time, you know. There's nothing better you can do.
It's really one of those things you'll remember whether you're, you know, going to go on to pitch in college or high school or be fortunate enough to pitch professionally. You're always going to remember this time as a kid. And I think that's one of the things that's most important for these guys, is that this is something to remember for the rest of their lives. And they're going to make mistakes. As you mentioned, you know, you were hitting guys. I'm sure you weren't throwing strikes all the time. I'm sure the windup and the pitching motion wasn't as good as it is now. And it's all part of learning.
Yeah, have fun every single day. And understand that it's literally just a beautiful game, a fun game that we play. And when you're hitting and pitching, don't get upset when you strike out, because there's no big deal, because you're going to get another at bat and you're going to get to play another day, right? Do you guys ever get upset when you strike out? Throw your bat down or anything? Maybe cry? I used to cry sometimes the big games. Yeah, so just enjoy every day, and you know, don't take it for granted, because it's a special time you guys are having right now.
At what point in your life did you decide that you wanted to be a professional player? At what point did you, you know, say this is something that could happen?
Well, you see it on TV. You guys probably like the Red Sox, right? What team do you like?
Yeah.
So you see the Red Sox, you see Big Poppy on TV, right? I always wanted to be like, you know what? I was a kid when he was playing too. I wanted to be like Big Poppy and Manny Ramirez, and these guys are in home runs and stuff. I became a pitcher, obviously, which is a little different. But you just look up to people, and that's when I decided that's so cool. I want to be a Major League Baseball player, you know, and my older brother played too, so I wanted to follow in his footsteps. Do you guys have any siblings? Anyone got an older brother or something? Yeah, you guys do? Yeah. A younger one? He probably does everything that you do. He wants to be just like you, right? And I wanted to be a little sis. Yeah. Well, I want to be just like my brother. What do you got?
I have a bigger brother.
Yeah. Do you look up to him? Follow him around maybe? Oh, okay, so he's really bigger. Big older brother. Still probably look up to him, though.
So one of the things, too, that I think is so important about the kids coming to the Fisher Cats today or having an older sibling, as you mentioned before, is a lot of times you learn the most about the game from watching the game, and also, you know, the practice aspect of it as well. Watching the game, being around baseball, and the kids who end up doing the best generally are the kids that practice the most away from practice and also away from the games. What did you do on off days and times that you didn't have practice when you were a kid?
Well, I took care of school. You guys got to take care of school always, because, you know, college is going to be the first option. You have to. And, you know, it may be tedious. You may not like it, or you may love it. And if you do, that's great, because you want to take care of your schoolwork first and get, you know, good grades and put yourself in a good position. And baseball comes second. I hated math too, but it's okay. You got to do it. And baseball comes second, but practice every day and have fun with that. That's your time to maybe goof around, run around the field, and throw a ball as hard as you can, and hit a bat and hit a ball as hard as you can. You know, have fun after school and stuff when, you know, you focus hard all day, and then, you know, you can have fun with it at this age. You know, have fun every day. Don't take it too seriously. Don't get upset with yourself and cherish it.
One of the great things about baseball, too, is there's so much math involved. I mean, as a kid, I, you know, was always trying to judge ERAs and batting averages and getting involved that aspect of the game. When you're really young, you know, adding up the runs and the hits and trying to figure out how mathematics works in baseball. And you can end up having a career, whether it's in broadcasting or even in the front office of baseball by, you know, learning the mathematics and that side of the game. So there's a lot of different directions you can go with baseball. So the kids have some questions prepared. And who wants to go first? We're going to go with Braden. He had his hand up first.
What's the most important part of your lineup?
Part of my lineup?
Windup.
Windup. It all starts from your base. So I want to say it's where your feet are, right? How you set them. I used to have an issue with moving my foot. If here's the mound, I'd move my foot here. So when I'd step, I'm facing the other team's dugout instead of home plate. So I'm already starting in a wrong position. So I think it's just having a good base and being balanced. And the rest follows. You let your arm come through and it follows through.
Let's hear Jackson's question.
Were you scared the first time?
There's a little bit of nerves, you know, little butterflies and stuff, but I wouldn't say scared, I would say excited. That's an excited feeling. Sometimes being nervous and excited are two similar feelings, and you don't want to mistake the one, because you never want to be scared, right? You want to have a good killer instinct out there.
Was there ever a point where, and I think this is something the kids are, you know, struggle with, particularly since the pitchers are so wild and they're getting hit a lot, is they get, you know, they're afraid of the ball. It hurts when you get hit with the ball, or if the ball is in the air and they're trying to catch it. How do you get over, and I'm not sure if you were ever afraid of the ball when you were a kid, but how do you get over being afraid of the ball? I think that's what they're talking about, being scared of things.
I remember I was 12 years old, and I grew up with a lot of good players. My good friend Lucas Giolito, you guys may know him, you know, he's been in the big leagues, and he'll be up soon again, and he used to throw 70 miles an hour when we were 12, which is, like, incredibly hard for a 12-year-old. It's really hard, and everyone was scared of him because he was a little wild, and he's throwing hard, and it's a hard ball. So, yeah.
That was like he almost threw everybody a strike.
It's literally like he struck everybody out if he didn't hit him. So if when you're scared of the ball, it's – you're going to be scared of the ball. It's part of the game. But you just got to try your best to not be, because it hurts a little and it hurts for a while, but you just walk it off, right? You got to just run around and rub it or something. Do what you can, but just try not to be afraid of the ball in the infield, in the outfield, and at the plate. At the plate, I understand it's tough because some kids throw really hard.
All right, Colin, you had a question too?
How do you pitch so well?
A lot of practice. I started your age. I just started playing baseball every day. Before school, I would grab my dad and say, "Dad, can we go to the cage? Can we play catch?" He said yes. Luckily, you know, I was very blessed to have a good pops that wanted to always, you know, help me out. So practice every day.
How often do you think they should throw, you know, competitively in terms of pitching? Should they, at this age, should they throw, you know, like pitch every day? Or how do you think they should go through that type of thing?
Hey, you guys should play catch every day. But when you do, play a little game with each other. Count ones and twos. 2 points is you hit him in the head, and 1 point to hit him in the chest. And you keep score, first one to 21. And that just gets you working on, you know, throwing the ball where you want. So practice hitting each other in the chest. And when you play catch, before games, after during games, every time you play catch with someone, one way, make sure he's looking, but hit him in the chest. Well, you catch it, but you know what I mean?
They're not actually supposed to hit him in the face. They're supposed to put, the glove's supposed to stop it. All right, Matthew has a question.
When did you start pitching?
I started pitching. I was a shortstop. Around your guys' age, I started pitching. Probably around your age too, because you know you jump on the mound and you try it out and stuff. So yeah, probably 7 to 10 years old, and I wasn't very good at it when I started. Just like you're not good at anything when you first start, but again, you practice and it just becomes like walking, you know.
Colin, you have another question.
How do you throw a curveball?
I don't want to teach you because I don't want you throwing curveballs yet. You can't throw it until you're like 13 or 14, but you hold the ball. If I have a ball, I could show you, but you hold it slightly different on the seams, and you turn your hand a little bit, and you try and release it out front. Snap it down.
At this age, other than a fastball, what pitches should they throw? Obviously, you can throw a changeup. You don't want to snap the wrist too much with a curveball or a slider.
Changeup. You guys can throw changeups. My dad taught me a football. You hold it somewhat. It's kind of like a curveball. You hold it like football and you let it go like a football, and it doesn't affect your arm because you guys are developing, you know, your growth plates are growing. You don't want to stunt anything or hurt yourself at a young age, you know, so just throw fastballs. Like, no one, you're going to get everyone out anyway.
So why don't you teach the kids how to throw a changeup? Why don't you teach them a changeup, two-seam, and four-seam fastball?
Fastball? Don't mind my disgusting nail. I buy my nails. And then two-seam, curveball, and that's the one where you snap it down. And if you want to throw a curveball, you can hold it like that and just throw it like as a football, right here, boom. And it'll have that spin, and it'll probably break for you guys. And then a changeup. Hold it a little deeper here. And that one's a good one to learn now because that's the best pitch in baseball. Slider's similar to the curveball. You can put it here, and you kind of come around it. Here, and boom, on top, around.
Does anybody else have any more questions? Connor, you have a question?
How long have you been playing?
I'm 22. I've been playing for 16 years or something. Long time. Very long time.
And Maddie, you have a question?
How long have you been pitching?
I've been pitching for probably 12 of those 16 years. And again, I didn't start good, but I'm still trying to get better. You know, every day I'm here is me working to get better. It's because it's my job now. And to become the best in the world, you got to practice every day. And I want to be the best in the world. Do you guys want to be the best in the world or something? Anything. Baseball, soccer, whatever it is.
At what point in time did you start, like pick at this age, like 7 to 9, the kids are trying to balance throwing very fast with also control. Should they work on control first and then work and build off of that? Or do you want to try to mix in the two?
Control first. You guys want to... You don't want to hit your friends. You don't want to see your friends cry. You also don't want to walk people. And you get outs when you just throw strikes. And even at a young age, if you're filling up the zone, which that would be funny to see, you know, a 12-year-old with crazy control. But if you're filling up the zone, you're going to get a lot of outs. And you're going to have a great time and have a fun time. And you're going to pitch a lot because your coach is going to love it. So just try and throw control. That's why I said practice hitting each other in the chest. It starts there.
Final thing, just, you know, talk to them a little about, you mentioned school before and you mentioned the aspects of their lives. And what do you think that baseball teaches them in terms of, what do you think baseball can teach somebody in terms of providing kind of that structure and discipline to be, you know, a good person and a good teammate in addition to, you know, just the joy of playing the game?
At a younger age, I think it's a good, like, just extracurricular activity where you're not, you know, hanging around and, you know, getting into trouble because after school you go to a sport, which, you know, when you're active, you have less time to, you know, be a dumb kid, I guess, you know, or a kid that would do anything. But it's also good because you learn how to work together, and it's a team sport, you know. It's not just you out there. Yeah, being a pitcher, right, it's you versus the hitter, but you also have seven other guys behind you playing. And when you're playing behind another pitcher, he's going to love when you make a great diving catch or when you make a catch for him. So it's a great way to learn how to rely on one another and control your emotions. It's a very emotional game. So you got to it just teaches you how to be mellow and control yourself when you're very upset or extremely happy. You know, there's highs and lows.
All right, anything else you wanted to add for the kids?
Just have fun, boys. I had the most fun at your age. I played travel baseball, you know, like every weekend, and I still look back with my friends, and it was the best thing. What's your question?
I play travel hockey.
Do you? And you know what? That's a beautiful thing. You can have fun with that too. So whatever it is, if you like baseball, football, basketball, hockey, whatever it is, you know, enjoy it because it is so much fun.
All right, well, everybody say thanks to Connor at once. Ready?
Thank you.
Thanks to Connor Green and the Fisher Cats for making that happen yesterday. I am Chris Ryan. This is New Hampshire Now. 1-9-1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. Appreciate you joining us for the program this hour. The show brought to you by Orange Leaf Frozen Yogurt and that segment of the program presented by New England College at NEC.edu.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flying.
I find old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Me feel alive. Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we.